You know how loosey-goosey this podcast is by now. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Capes and Scouts. How are you? I hope you're well. Today, don't catch the knife.
Or do.
Or do catch the knife.
By the handle, not the
point. Olivia, the question is, do you catch the knife?
Only if you can catch it.
That's good advice. So if you see falling knives, really consider it in that millisecond. Should I catch this knife?
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
You could lose an eye.
You could lose an eye? It's definitely going to end up in your foot.
It depends on how high the knife's falling from.
Yeah, where is this knife falling from? That is a good question.
Or is it being thrown at you?
Right. Oh, don't throw knives. That's our PSA moment for the day. Don't throw knives, kids. It's not cool. People don't enjoy that.
No.
Unless they're tied to, like, a spinny wheel.
Right.
That's the only people who like it. They love it.
Do they, though?
Yes.
Or do they not have an option?
I mean, I know many people who have, by their own admission, run out of options, and they didn't tie themselves to a spinning wheel, so I don't know. What? How many options do you run out of when you're like, you know what, just tie me up to a spinning wheel?
Apparently those people haven't run out of them.
Well, I guess that's true. So anyways, let's talk about non-knife things? Question mark? We are recording this the day after Money in the Bank. I normally don't date the podcast, but it's relevant because Money in the Bank just happened.
2019.
As did the series finale of Game of Thrones. And I figured those two things would take up pretty much an episode. So please be advised, we will spoil all of these things. So if you remotely care, don't listen yet. Or don't listen ever. I don't care. I'm not going to, like, force you to go back and listen to this.
Or don't watch those things.
Don't watch those things ever.
Mm-hmm.
I had a customer who listens to the podcast.
Whoa, we have listeners?
We do.
Thank you.
He was in the store when you both were in the store.
Okay, yeah. we met him.
You did.
Okay.
And he was confused because he hadn't met you in person before, but you sounded so familiar. And it took him about 10 minutes, and he closed his eyes, and he goes, oh, that's what it is. And he recognized your voices, and he goes, oh, it's the podcast peoples. Now I understand. The funny thing about it, though, is Olivia, you look like you sound.
I do.
Cliff, you sound taller than you are.
No!
I'm sorry. I could not tell you.
How tall do I sound?
Oh, so tall. Epically tall.
Hmm.
I'll try to get a hard number. I'll ask.
I mean, maybe it's better to sound tall than be tall. I don't know.
You hit your head a lot.
I always wanted to be a little bit taller, though.
Well, you sound like you are.
I always wanted to be taller than my pop.
Okay.
He's only like an inch and a half taller than I am.
They have shoes for that.
Yeah.
They have dead goldfish in those shoes. If I ever saw those disco shoes with the dead goldfish in them, I'd buy them.
Is there a price that you'd pay, like a max, where you'd max out on that?
It's a silly joke. I don't know how often I would use them.
Like 15 bucks? Would you be in for 15 bucks?
I would definitely be in for 15 bucks. I actually think I'd go a little higher because it's so stupid. My value of a thing is very much correlated with how stupid it is.
Yeah.
So dead goldfish boots from the 70s. I think that's a maximum, like, $40 to $50 pair of...
Yeah.
Depending on condition.
I mean...
Not of the goldfish, of the shoe.
I prefer the goldfish to be more or less intact. The shoe can be scuffed up. I don't care. I think that adds character. Patina, if you
gotcha.
Will. But, Cliff, how do you feel that you sound taller than you actually are? And it's not like you're not a tall guy. It's just you sound taller.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Well, it won't be the last now that we've brought it up.
Yeah. I guess more people, I guess, tell Tim how tall you think I am.
Right. Let me know.
And then we'll go from there. He won't tell you how tall I actually am.
They'll we just will
tell
measure
you if you're close.
Yeah. I think he's like 5'8". I'll be like, maybe.
Right. Just that's your answer all the time.
Yep. Could be.
Very nondescript.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to keep it... Keep it simple, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and things have been good. I hope everybody's been enjoying all the new content that I've been painstakingly putting up. And
so much content.
It's a lot of content.
Can't keep up.
I know. It's sacrificing my Mondays, but I like it. I know people are digging Tapes and Scowls. Because Max. Who doesn't love Max? Max, I love you, buddy.
We love Max.
Everyone loves Max.
Everyone loves
and
Max.
And if they don't, then they're jerks.
That's how I know a person is the devil. If they don't like Max.
Yeah.
I will not stand for that.
No.
Just putting my foot down now. I will not stand for that.
I stay seated for that.
Yeah. I may even leave a room if I hear, I don't really like that Max guy. He's so sweet and polite.
That's how you know you don't need that kind of negativity in your life.
I don't. But there's been some interest in taking Tapes and Scowls weekly.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
I love and hate that idea. So maybe we'll do that. Maybe we will.
You love it because it's more Max.
But I hate it because it's more work. Maybe I'll do it like seasons. Like, you get weekly for so long and then it goes away for a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do it like seasons. I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah!
It's a fair compromise.
Everybody, please let me know how tall you think Max sounds. That would be good as well. Really, I'm just going to take everybody who's on the podcast and we're going to get a wall and I'm going to measure you all and leave little marks and we'll just check it every now and again. We're not going to really get any taller. We'll just know when we start shrinking. So yeah. Olivia?
Uh-huh.
What's new with you? Anything? Anything at all?
Oh my god.
Try to sound taller.
Oh, there is something new.
Ooh.
We bought a motorcycle.
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah. Did you name it?
No.
Do you want to?
I do now.
Okay. People, please, let us know not only how tall Olivia sounds, but let us know what we should name the motorcycle. No idea is too stupid, except for your stupid ideas, and we won't pick them.
No.
But,
Well, it's a Yamaha V-Star 250. It's like a silver, like, gunmetal gray color.
Gunmetal. That's metal.
What year is it?
It's 2017.
2017.
Nice. We were practicing before you got here.
Yeah?
Yeah. I gotta get used to the whole, you know, manual clutch thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shifting. Turning.
Oh my god, so hard.
Yeah.
No, I'm getting used to it.
Yeah.
It's there's a learning curve. It's no big deal. I believe in you.
She was zero experience before, and she can take off just fine almost every time now. So, and like an hour's worth of practice.
Are you going to get one of those shirts that says, if you can read this, the bitch fell off? That'd be pretty awesome. That'd be pretty awesome.
I do now.
I like that I like that we're ironing out your whole, like, motorcycle life. All right, so you have homework, listeners. I want to know how tall Olivia sounds. I want to know what we should name her motorcycle. And if you want to get her a t-shirt, that's what it has to say. What size t-shirt should they get?
Small
t-shirt.
Well, that could give away height, though.
Oh,
no. She could be really short. She could be tall and lanky. She might just like... She could be 9 feet tall, and she just likes these, like, belly shirts. Small. You don't know. You don't know.
Well, for reference, it's an extra large in pajama pants.
Oh. All right.
Everybody's confused now.
A men's extra large.
She really likes pajama pants. She actually wears layers. It's like one of those nesting dolls. You just see pants expanding off of her. It's cool when you do that with the pants. Especially on the motorcycle that shall remain nameless for now.
It's for extra padding in case you go over.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The absolutely. 78th pair of pajama pants is what really does it.
That's the one that... Is that the inner layer or the outer layer?
That's the outer.
Is that... And it's always, like, Christmas themed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Grinch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go seasonal as you go in.
Right, right. Yeah. Just in case you can't get all of the layers off, you're, like, in the correct.
Right.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. This is good. This is good times. Anything else besides the motorcycle? Anything else new and exciting? I mean, that's good. I don't want to force more things out of you.
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Okay.
What about you, Tim?
What is it?
New?
Throwing the question at you.
Me?
Yep.
Man, you'd think I'd think of answers while I was... But no, not at all. Most of my free time has been doing podcast things, as you might well imagine, but also I will be going to the Dog Pro Wrestling event, which is by the time this goes up, Saturday. It'll be this Saturday. It's in Glassboro. I believe it's $15 to get in, and I believe it starts around 7:30, give or take. We just did that interview. It's up. You can listen to it. It's a lot of fun. you can hear my dog making weird noises at several points in the interview. Because he was not having it. He didn't like speakerphone. He was like, ooh, where is this guy?
Yeah.
He looked all over, couldn't find him.
I don't like speakerphone.
I mean, it's what I had to do.
Yeah.
But, oh well. But aside from that, yeah, just enjoying life. Just trying to do things. You know, do things with the family and just... I'm doing dad things. I'm trying to do more dad things. My wife seems happier. There's a correlation between me doing dad things and my wife not being angry and psychotic. Now she's just psychotic. So it's been working out in my favor. It's been very good. You know what I told my wife? I said, you know what would be a lot of fun, wife? And she goes, what's that, dear? She didn't say that. I said, we should podcast together. She's like, what the? I don't know anything. I go, who cares? This is my podcast. Who gives a shit? We'll talk about dumb shit, like we always do.
Yeah, how's that any different than any other episode?
Yeah, we just talked about catching knives. We started an episode of a comic book podcast. We're not even going to talk about comics this episode, people. And we talked about knives. I like knives, by the way.
Me too.
Yeah, they're fun.
I'm more of an axe person.
You are an axe person. Can we set that up in your backyard?
Sure.
Yes. Yes. What else can we set up in your backyard? Like a double dare course?
Well, we have horseshoes.
Yeah, we have horseshoes.
That's good.
Axes.
Do axes.
I have badminton nets at my parents' house.
Okay.
I've run out of ideas.
We have that cornhole game.
Oh, yeah, we have cornhole.
I've never played that sober.
You shouldn't.
Oh, then I'm doing it right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a correlation. The more drunk you get, the better you are.
Oh.
Just like horseshoes.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, that's all I've been doing. What have you been doing?
Teaching Olivia how to ride.
Yep.
And really nothing else that exciting. I have a new coworker who's an old coworker.
Yeah.
I work with Chris again.
Yay! Hi, Chris.
He got transferred out to my branch.
Nice.
That's good.
Did you talk about the Weddies again?
No, I haven't brought them up yet.
Remember the Weddies. Always remember. Always remember the Weddies.
No, nothing to it. Really that exciting, huh? I can't remember when the last time we did this was.
It's been a bit. I just have so much content. I went to AwesomeCon. I got all these interviews. I still have like 4 more to put up. And I've just been trying... Whenever I'm with a person in a room with a microphone, I've been recording.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, yeah. You like that, don't you? Are you recording this? Yes, dear.
Technically, yes.
Technically, yes. She murdered me. Probably. Maybe. But yeah. So that's good. So let's talk about things then.
I'd say I've been, to transition, I've been very frustrated with this season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So I know there's a lot of people frustrated. So let's, without getting into details at first... On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being like, I'm going to throw something at my TV, something sharp like a knife, through my TV, to 1 being like, yeah, this is awesome, I love Game of Thrones, blah. Where do you fall?
I don't think I fit on your scale.
Oh.
I'm not that angry. It's more just like disappointment.
Okay.
So like, I'm not like... angry about how it ended or anything like that.
So you're just more towards the bottom of it. You're just disappointed.
Yeah, like, it's like, because it could have been so much more. I just feel like a lot of things got rushed.
Okay, put a pin in that. Olivia, how do you feel on the scale? Because I know people were furious, fuming.
Yeah.
Especially if they read the books. They were fuming.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near furious or anything. I think I'm at the... I don't know, feeling where, like, I really want to like it, and I really, like, want to see, like, I don't know, what their vision was, and how they wanted it to be.
It's tough. I was fine. I actually was enjoying it initially, and...
Sorry about the weed whacker.
Hey,
Jesus,
man.
Jesus Christ. It's so fucking loud.
How does he get his weed whacker so loud?
His yard's about 3 feet tall.
Oh, so he's going to be doing this a while. All right.
Yeah.
Well.
Wonderful.
Remember what I said? When all things can go wrong, they will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is one of those. Don't tease me. Keep going.
Just wind it up for me. Wind it up.
There you go. Anyways, I was fine with... I'm just going to go over it. I was fine with most of the episodes. The last episode did make me a little angry. I'm not going to lie. It was such a poor delivery.
Yeah.
The structure of the episode.
It could have been shorter. There were a lot of scenes that were definitely longer than they needed to be.
Long, like, drawn out. Yeah.
So the consensus seems to be, across the board, that they shortened the season a lot.
Well, I wish there had been more episodes, but I feel like that final episode, there was a lot of unnecessary, like, just needlessly long scenes.
And it makes me wonder what they cut in general across the board. Like, talking about this season, you have Arya going to get her revenge with the Hound. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They end up at the moment when she can do it, and he's just like, hey, don't. And she's like, yeah, you got it. Like, that was the one thing that just infuriated me about that episode.
I was okay with that.
Well, I feel like if there was... Because I feel like they would have had more scenes of them riding together and him explaining things, like his points of views and things, where she would have been, like, maybe changing her mind, not just like, hey, don't do that. Oh, all right. Like...
I take it more like his character, like, more slower on the uptake. So it wasn't until, like, he realized, like, I'm going to do this thing and I'm definitely going to die. Like, she doesn't need to do that. I feel like he, like, loved her in whatever way he could.
Right.
As, like, a friend, like, and didn't want to see that. Because that was the first time, after he tells her not to do it and, like, you don't want to be like him, she calls him Sandor. And that's the only time in the whole series she ever calls him Sandor.
Right.
So it's kind of like they had like that connection there. So I was okay with that. I struggled more with different Arya scenes.
Okay.
So her doing the world record long jump
to
kill the Night King.
Yep.
I don't care that she killed the Night King.
I don't either.
That's fine. But how did she get past all of the White Walkers and from Winterfell into the woods in a short period of time without anyone noticing her? Like, I was watching a... thing earlier, and they said it would have been a cooler thing because they glossed over a lot of like the abilities that she had learned, right? When she was training, like making people's faces.
And that never
came
back.
Why did she never do that?
Why did that never come back?
So, like, Bran was a waste of a character through the whole thing, right?
What if she could have, like, took like a White Walker's face and, like, blended in with them?
That'd have been awesome.
And then.
I'm stealing this from a thing I just watched earlier today. What if she had killed Bran? And took his face.
Oh, that would've been amazing.
And was sitting there.
Oh, shit.
And then when the Night King gets there to him, she's just like, kills him. And, like, it's her. That, I feel like, would've been a lot better.
I mean, she doesn't have to kill Bran to do that, I don't think, right?
No, she can only take the faces of the dead.
Oh. Well, yeah, kill him. He didn't do anything.
Right, but I also feel like the Night King was a throwaway character.
He was, and he shouldn't have been.
Right.
He did literally nothing. The whole
after,
thing.
After that episode, like, it just got to it just got you thinking, like, that can't be the end of the Night King. Like, that can't.
And there was so many fun theories that Bran was really the Night King.
Yeah.
Somehow, and it's like that'd have been great. Like, I was hoping Bran would end up on the throne and then reveal that he's the Night King somehow.
Right.
Some twist, like. All these things they built did not matter.
Like,
at
the curse
all.
Mark that's on him is what would slowly turn him into that.
Yeah, like, none of that mattered.
Yeah.
None of it.
And then, like, you have all the... like, they left a lot of, like, the religion stuff out, and all the prophecies got thrown out the window.
Yeah.
We spent, what, 7 seasons? Azor Ahai, Azor Ahai, Azor Ahai. Nothing. Not a single thing. Pointless and meaningless. Yeah. Like, it meant nothing.
Right.
Like, all this build-up for stuff, and I don't care that... the first episode I didn't mind.
Yeah.
It was, like, slower. Fine, we're getting back in.
You thought it was your normal build-up.
Even the second episode, where there's a lot of, like, getting to more, like, personal with the characters. Because you know this big battle's coming, and we're probably going to lose them. So, like, oh, this is, like, our goodbyes to these characters. And then none of them died.
Right, I don't feel like the trade-off was enough.
No, I hate that Jaime got it on with Bran, and then, see ya, I'm going to go be with Cersei. And just, like, left her standing there. Like, they didn't get the comeuppance that they should have gotten. Or he didn't get the, like, the restore of, like, an honor kind of arc. He should have killed Cersei.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad he didn't, to be honest with you. But I didn't like, what's his name, Euron?
Yeah.
he's just like a cartoon character. Like, he's just always where he needs to be.
Well, and then there's the episode where he shoots down Rhaegal.
And then
three ballistas. Bang, bang, bang. One after another. They're somehow all him. Spot on.
Yeah.
And then when she starts attacking the ships, he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn if it was right in front of him.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, she way too easily took care of everybody.
Yeah.
And, like, her deciding to burn the city was amazing. I was fine with that.
Yeah, because that fit with her character.
Everybody, was shocked and angry. Like, all over Twitter when it happened. But, I didn't really feel that way.
I thought it was perfect.
Like, it was coming.
The only thing that's different about that, though, because a lot of people were bringing up, well, in the past, she killed all the people in Slaver's Bay. And she killed all these people. There's always a reason why she killed them, though.
Right.
There was no reason why she killed all the families in King's Landing. So, that's where it broke from her normal character. It was like, oh, the slaves were doing this and were turning, and she was in actual harm.
Did you watch at the end of the episodes where they talk about the episode?
I didn't on the finale.
There wasn't one
for the finale.
Then yes, I did.
Yeah.
I feel like they filled in a lot of the blanks that were not apparent at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, the Hound's gotta die by fire because he's scared of fire, but he hates the mountain more. And I'm like, I didn't get that.
Yeah, but in season 7, he got over his issues with fire.
Right.
With Beric and
yes,
the other red priest that was with Beric.
And then there was another thing. There was they were talking about Daenerys, and they were saying that, oh, she comes home to this place that her family built 300 years ago or whatever, and it just triggers her, and that's kind of why she loses it, and she starts burning. And I'm like, none of that is apparent in the episode.
No.
Yeah, you can really...
So I'm like, what were you planning versus what you actually gave us?
Right.
Now, Bran becoming the winner, so to speak, at the end.
Yeah.
Didn't make any damn
sense.
Well,
it's kind of like, if you look at it, he goes, oh, I'm here, aren't I?
Right.
Well, oh, so you set everything up so you'd end up on the throne. Everything he did, then, because since he can see everything, put him on the throne. But then there's issues like Tyrion was one of my favorite characters.
And they made him so dumb.
Right. He went from being the smartest character on the show to an idiot.
Right.
And he's like, oh, Varys turned on Dany when he saw that she was going nuts. Well, that kind of fits, but, she'd done some fucked up shit.
But even that, I was like, I don't feel like it was super apparent that she was completely gone.
No.
So him turning didn't... I mean, more nitpicky, but, that wasn't super apparent. So
no.
I also wonder, what did they leave? I really feel like they left out a ton.
Yeah.
Or they intended to do it, and they just rushed it. It doesn't sound like a lot of the actors were super thrilled with it either.
Yeah, then John has to go be in the Night Watch, even though there's no undead anymore, and everyone's cool with the wildlings now, so what's the point of the Night's Watch? But then he doesn't even have to stay there, he just goes into the wild with the wildlings. But they made that deal with Grey Worm, and he left to go to Noth. So as soon as I saw that ship turn, I'm like, hey, John, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Exactly. The only,
The ending, that's what bothered me the most about it, is just John's ending. Is just, it didn't make any sense. Well, I mean...
It ended how it started for him.
It's just, he was born and raised thinking he's a bastard, and is, treated as such, and he finds out he's a lot more than that, but he's... it doesn't affect him, he's still pretty humble through it, and that's why he would be a good king, because he's raised pretty humble, he's still humble, so he should have deserved something more in the end, but he just didn't.
Right, he always did what was right regardless of the sacrifice.
And I think him stabbing Danny at the end was really out of character for him, even though the story justified it. There comes a point where you have to choose. You have to choose.
I think it fit him because his character through the whole thing has always been doing what's right, regardless of how it affects him. He's always done the right thing, no matter what. no matter the cost to himself.
Yeah,
that's true. I chalked it up to he just sat there, and because every scene he's just looking and watching, like he's trying to stop people from like hurting townspeople and whatnot. But beyond that, he's just watching all this horrible stuff go down. I think he just hits this point where he's like, "This is too much." Maybe it was a shock. Maybe it was like I really think it was more like a shell shock kind of thing where he's like, "I have to do something about this because
it'll never stop,
and it's so horrific because it wouldn't stop."
Right.
The dragon was great in that scene. I thought the dragon stole the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Melting the throne.
It was a little extra. I don't know. It's just, yeah, it was unexpected. Like, I kind of, yeah, you almost see, like, you don't know if the dragon's gonna shoot fire at him or something else.
Right.
But, like, you kind of know, like, yeah, I don't think the dragon would hurt John. But, yeah, I don't know. It was okay. I think the CGI got a little whack at that point.
Tom did send us that funny text earlier today. Mm-hmm. Did you see that with, like, the Detective Drogon?
Yeah.
So it's, like, the picture of, like, Drogon come up where you see the dagger sticking in Dany. He goes, huh, a pointy thing. And then the next thing is him looking at the Iron Throne. That's a bunch of pointy things. And it's just him burning it down because he thinks the throne killed her.
Oh, and I would have liked to see, like, where Drogon took Dany to. Like, did he, like, give her a proper burial or something? Like, what happened?
So, east of... him going east is where Valyria was.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the dragons originated. And where the Targaryens are from, and where they learn to tame the dragons. So he's actually going to, like, his ancestral home with her, where she should be. Like, where the guy, the old guy, Jorah, got, like, the grayscale and everything when he was with Tyrion.
Yeah.
They're heading that way. So then apparently there's some, like, theory of, like, rebirth and stuff. And there's a chance that Drogon could be carrying eggs, so there could be more dragons. But then it would take Jon to find them or something like that.
Does anybody want more at this point? I feel like the answer is no.
Well,
and when, then they said
they would. I think enough people are mad where they want like a redo or a continuation.
They're not going to redo.
No,
there's no
of
way.
Things unanswered.
They're, I think, doing 3 spinoffs.
Right, but they were supposed to be prequels, right?
Yeah, one's supposed to go over like Robert's Rebellion, which I think would be neat. But like at this point, I don't care anymore.
Right.
The other thing that blew my mind is Arya's a master pirate now?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Like a ship captain? Like, what have we learned about her that would lead her to be able to captain a ship?
She apparently mentioned it once. Like, what's west of Westeros to
right, but what,
the,
what makes her able to
one actress
be the captain of a ship and know how to sail and command the seas? Like,
money. She can buy
right.
people that
it
do
was,
know.
The ship had, like, a Stark thing at the...
She's, like, a figurehead, and it's nothing more.
Oh, that was another thing that, like, when we were watching the show at the end, when Sansa's like, I like you and all, but the North's gonna stay its own kingdom, like we were a long time ago. And everyone's like, all right, that's cool. None of the other people in charge of the kingdoms were like, we want that too. If they're gonna do it, we're gonna do it. Right? Yeah. Like, that's how that would have gone. And they're really setting, like, the whole leadership up to, like, no, we don't like this king. Let's kill him so we get to pick another person.
Yeah.
I like how, Sam just, like, pretty much mentioned, like, democracy. And they just all laughed at him. It was, like, a Monty Python moment.
That was funny, yeah.
I'm just like, okay.
I don't know. I don't understand Tyrion picking Bran. There wasn't, like, a lot of setup for that at all. Oh, it's gotta be Bran, because Bran. I'm like, but why Bran?
I think... it made sense to me, because if you, like, watch the series as a whole, it makes more sense if you look at it that way.
But Tyrion had, like, very little interaction with Bran over the whole series. Like, not a lot.
Right, they had that conversation, though, that we didn't ever get to see.
He still knows about him.
Well, he does drink and know things.
Right.
Until the last season, then he knows nothing.
Right. He becomes Jon Snow.
You know nothing.
He just becomes a fool.
Yeah.
Blindsided by things.
I wasn't super thrilled with it.
No, it was a disappointment. Because, like, where season 7 ended was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that probably hurt it some.
Sure.
Because, like, our expectations are so high. That, like, there was there's no way you could live up. And, like, all the theories, but I feel like they just threw away so many things that they had presented as so important through the beginning.
Right.
That, in the end, were meaningless.
White Walkers were meaningless.
Right. The Azor Ahai prophecy. Pointless. The whole Cersei's prophecy that she's going to be killed by her younger brother.
Yeah.
All of it's... And that was, like, what drove her as a character.
Right.
It's all meaningless. Like, everything that they built as important didn't matter.
I guess we should just pray they finish the books and we can read those.
That's never going to happen, though.
Yeah, there's audiobooks.
No, I mean, like, George R. R. Martin's never going to finish, though.
Oh, no, he'll pass and then someone else will finish it for him.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, like, a letdown.
Right.
In general.
It's depressing. Well... Speaking of letdowns, let's talk about wrestling! Hey! Segway. I'm doing punchy things with my arms, people. I want you to know that. Money in the Bank. Mostly a good pay-per-view, mostly. But...
Spoilers, except for the end.
The end is garbage. Total garbage. It's insulting. It really is. But we'll get there. What do you... What did you like and what didn't you like? Olivia, what did you like?
Okay. So...
All right, I'll tell you! Don't get too loud. You're going to sound like you're, like, 9 feet tall.
You may have sounded a lot taller right there.
I kind of shot upright a little bit when I got loud. There might be something to it. You might be onto something, listeners.
What did I like? I did see the Men's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Which is great, except the end.
It was... Yeah, it was awesome. It was, like, I think all the little... all the small guys really drove it. Like, Ricochet, Ali... Andrade, like, they're all great.
Well, the little guys always drive the nutso matches.
But I feel like the big guys did their spots correctly. Yeah. Orton kept powdering out of the side of the ring. I think he was really good. The Corbin-McIntyre conspiracy until a point was great. They worked good. They're like, oh, let's just keep clearing the ring of these little guys. And just, you know.
Yeah.
And then, oh, here comes Sneaky Orton.
Right.
RKO out of nowhere.
And that's fine, because that fits perfectly with his character.
Yep. I feel, I guess we'll just talk about it, that ending. That match was so good. If I was a member of that match, and that was the ending they gave me, I'd be infuriated. It's insulting.
Right, it's almost like Vince is trying to figure out why people are unhappy. That's why.
Is he trying?
Right, but it's like, if he wonders why wrestlers are unhappy working there.
And like, Lesnar sitting on top of the ladder, laughing.
With his stupid tic-tac teeth.
Yeah, oh man. Him and his chiclets. It was bad.
I think, yeah, they wanted the shock ending.
Like, him coming out...
But it was just, like, that's not the right
move. Yeah, but you know what would have been a shock if Ali won?
He was about to!
Right, but that would have been the shock, right? Because who would have actually picked him?
Nobody. Nobody. And he did so many things. Him and Andrade did that Spanish fly off the ladder. I cringed. Finn Balor just, like...
Yeah.
He took so many incredible bumps.
Yeah.
He is gonna... His back has to be broken.
Yeah. Andrade landed just perfectly where he needed to be for that, oh my god, what was it?
The sunset flip powerbomb.
The sunset powerbomb.
Yeah, but that was botched. The ladder wasn't supposed to fall off. The ladder wasn't set up right. It was supposed to be further in the ladder.
Right. He put it like a rung too high and it wasn't straight.
Yeah. So when he hit it, it fell out. It was supposed to stay horizontal, so then it probably would have broken when Finn hit it. But it didn't. It slipped, and that's why he bounced and launched off of it.
Which was way cooler, but they should have like let him take a break.
Yeah.
No, they're like, hey, how about we pick you up and slam you on a ladder again? Was that when Corbin did the choke slam on the ladder? Which I loved. I was like, that's such a simple thing. Just tip a ladder over and chokeslam a guy on that top end. It's safer than just doing it on, like, the other part of the ladder, mm-hmm. but, like, it's gross to look at.
Yeah.
I was impressed with how many ladder spots I hadn't seen before.
Yeah, and considering how many they've done, that's impressive. To like.
Right, and now that they're doubling down with the women having one as well every mm-hmm. time, it's impressive. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you say that the ending muddied the show as a whole for you?
It definitely knocks it down a notch. I try to separate myself, but just because that match was so good, like I said, it's insulting. I'd be furious if I was any of those guys. Like,
yeah.
Finn has to be thinking, why did I take these bumps for that?
Right.
Like, when the music first hit, it confused me. I couldn't believe it. It was shocking. If he just came out and beat a bunch of people up, and didn't take the briefcase, that'd have been fine. They could have worked that into some sort of storyline.
I just don't want him to ever come back.
I don't either, but he's going to. So if that's how he came back, okay.
Right.
But that's not what we got. We got some garbage.
Right, so the briefcase is going to disappear for 6 months.
Yeah. Nobody wants him to have the ability to cash in.
No.
Mm-hmm. And, like, even if he cashes in and fails somehow. Like, well, all right, he goes to Raw, he cashes in on Rollins, and those seven guys come out and beat him up. Okay. Well, now you've wasted the briefcase for a year.
Right.
Like, as much as I love Bayley cashing in, I kind of like them carrying the briefcase around for a while.
Because you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I'm at a house show, or I'm at this show, I'm at a SmackDown. I wonder if someone... Like, when Ziggler cashed in, it's one of the best cash-ins ever. Because you didn't see it coming, but the minute it happened, you knew he was going to win. He was going to get pushed. It was going to be changed.
Right, but Brock doesn't need that. So what is the benefit of him having that?
There is none.
To draw up the heat? I don't
know. Yeah, it's the wrong kind of heat.
Yeah.
It's like the kind of heat of when everyone was booing Roman because he was just pushed to the moon and nobody wanted it. Not like good heel work heat, where it's like, oh, everyone boos Daniel Bryan. Not because he's bad or they don't like him, but because he's doing so well with the character.
Right.
Like... Everyone still loves Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
He's still great.
He's the planet's champion.
Which is amusing that he's a heel, because he wants to protect the Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So what about the, I guess the women's Money in the Bank kicking it off?
I like that.
I tweeted out that I thought whoever was winning that was going to cash in. It didn't go exactly how I thought it did.
Right.
Was going to, but pretty close.
Yeah, no, you were pretty close there. I liked that kicking off. I was surprised Becky wasn't the next match. That's why I knew something wonky was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we're going on, and it's like the fifth match or so, and I'm like, Becky hasn't wrestled one of her two matches.
Yeah.
I'm like, something's happening.
I figured they were going to be back-to-back, her matches.
I guess story-wise it makes sense, kind of screwing her over. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
I liked her having two belts. I get it. You want other people to have the belts. You want... I get that, but you have such a bloated roster, you should put it on more people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think once AEW's set up, you're going to see a lot of things change.
Hopefully. Well, apparently there's a lot of backstage issues between Trips and Vince. They hate each other.
Yeah, they should. Because Trips gets it,
right.
And Vince doesn't anymore.
Right.
And it's a problem.
But we got the Oosie Juicy skit. It's fun to watch Dash and Dawson... rub their junk because it's hot. They were shaving each other's backs because that's what friends do.
And it's like, oh, look what he's doing. They play practical jokes.
I don't understand why Bray Wyatt wasn't the other guy. If you're taking Sammy out, why wasn't Bray the guy? There was no better moment to bring in Bray. They were chanting for him. They did crazy spots and they were doing the Maui Wowie whatever the heck chant.
Yeah.
I bet you he shows up on Raw tonight.
And that will, I'll love and hate that all at the same time.
Because it's a wasted return.
Right. It's like Undertaker showing up the night after Mania.
It's like, oh.
Why?
Right.
Yeah, why? Also, they're introducing a new belt tonight.
It's going to be the hardcore belt. That's why Mick's doing it. What else could it be?
I've heard all kinds of weird rumors. I heard it could be a Legends title. That is weird.
So... Taker's gonna have the Legends belt. Kane?
I don't know.
Big Show?
I don't know. What constitutes a legend anymore?
Yeah.
I assume that's some bullshit. But could you imagine as an idea? But then you got more...
It's bad.
Well, is it?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it's dumb. I think it's unnecessary.
Is that what Brock's gonna cash in on? And it's some pointless belt that doesn't mean anything? That's fine. He can have that.
Yeah, he can have the Legends belt.
What else? Then there was... I was frustrated with all the, like, screwy finishes.
There was a lot of weird finishes. And they all seemed to be legit.
Right.
Like, planned finishes.
Yeah, it's just awkward.
The Samoa Joe.
That's
and,
the biggest one. Yeah.
Right. Because how could you not see he was sitting up?
Yeah.
Like, the ref was, like, staring right at him.
Right.
Pretty much. Like, oh, ref didn't see.
But then you have the ref not counting... Lacey pinning Becky.
Right.
To a four count.
I don't know. WWE is depressing. I'm hoping AEW is good. And, I mean, they'll have the money to survive. Here's how I look at it. They got the money to last 3 years, which is what their initial deal is, I believe. In that time, people will leave WWE when their contracts run up.
Right.
All these people that are being held back And it's like, up, sit at home, Luke Harper. You're not allowed to leave, even though you've been a very nice guy and you've been very politically nice about your contract. Right. You've been very open about it and honest about it.
Yeah.
Sit home. That's bullshit.
They tacked 3 months on to Dawson?
Yeah.
Because what is of that? A wrist injury? But they're independent contractors.
Yeah, absolutely they are.
It is. It's like, I'm like done with it.
I agree. I hope AEW is amazing so I can watch wrestling I want to see.
Right.
I mean, I can watch Ring of Honor. I can watch Impact. They're all fine to a degree. But now we're in a weird spot where WWE has a lot of the top talent stuck. You have AEW that's taking a lot of these top independent guys off the market. So now...
And WWE's throwing piles of money at people to not wrestle.
Yeah. I'm surprised they mentioned Sasha at all during the pay-per-view.
They offered... Yeah,
that was a little awkward.
They offered Rhino like $750,000 a year to sit at home.
Why?
Honestly, Rhino 20 years ago, big deal.
Yeah.
Now, not really.
Right.
At all. Like,
right.
But AEW has said that they don't want all of the older WWE guys. They want to make their own thing. So I don't think you'll see, like, a flood of them hiring. I think you'll see more WWE people leaving and going to other independent places. It could end up being better for your Ring of Honors, your New Japans, if Impact can find some money somewhere.
Right.
Like, it could be end up being better in general.
I think a couple things need to happen for it to change, and I don't know specifically all of them. I think you're going to have a glut of people between these two brands. Something will have to give at some point. If AEW's off and firing on all cylinders, then maybe that's the answer. Maybe New Japan will focus more on a stateside presence. Mm-hmm. That would be really good. Because they just got Kushida in WWE.
Like, NXT, yeah.
In NXT. Like, he's amazing. Why did they get him? I don't even think he speaks English. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... It's good, and it's an interesting decision, but for what they do, he's not their model.
No.
They're just... It's like when they got Ricochet. I'm like, they will never push Ricochet.
No, that... Kushida's like a Triple H guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ricochet's a Triple H guy. Yeah. Kevin Owens is a Triple H guy. Like, all the people... Like, the small... Like, not that Kevin Owens is smaller, but he's not a Vince McMahon guy.
Right.
Like, with his build. But Triple H, I think, understands that Kevin's a good wrestler. He knows how to get things over. He knows how to draw heat when he needs to.
I love it when he yells at the crowd.
Yeah.
He's the Deadpool of WWE, where he breaks kayfabe, just yells something smart
right
at the audience and keeps going.
Locking Vince in a closet would be the best thing to have in WWE.
Yeah.
Because then he wouldn't have Shane in everything.
Yeah. Well, Vince is going to live to be like 104, so buckle up, baby.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry this episode was such a depressing episode. Throw knives at your TV if it gets a...
I didn't get to see it, but I heard the AJ... I haven't watched it yet. The AJ-Seth match was awesome.
It was pretty good. I was surprised by it. I didn't know that the ending would be... How do I non-spoil this for you?
Not to spoil it.
It was a pretty clean finish. There wasn't a lot of wackiness to it.
And like a good, like, oh, AJ's face kind of ending.
Right. But even that, I was like, maybe not. Maybe this is the start of a turn. AJ heel on Raw makes perfect sense to me.
There was a Cultaholic does like a 9 things that they want. Mm-hmm. Each one of them like has like 3 ideas. The one guy's idea was for Seth to win, which is fine.
Yeah.
AJ to get back up and just beat the crap out of Seth.
Mm-hmm.
Like just go bananas. And then to like break kayfabe, have Becky come out and get in between AJ and Seth and like shove AJ out, like him not to hit her, but like her just to like get in his face, like since they've announced that they're together.
Right.
As like a perfect way to like go into like the reality direction where people are like, oh shit, that's really real. I mean, you'd have to like backtrack a little bit on how they've changed Becky's character, but what, the 2 weeks after when she was standing at the top of the ring, of this arena with blood on her face, you could totally envision her running down, getting in anyone's face. Sure. And just like, man. Yeah, come on, like, hit me. And, like, just not caring. It's like, I thought that would have been a really cool way to end. Then you have AJ as a super heel, which is fine, because I haven't seen it, but apparently he does heel really good.
He does, because he does arrogant really good. He is kind of like a Seth Rollins heel. He's the same kind of thing. Like, I am so good, you're not going to take it from me.
Right.
Kind of guy. So, Maybe the lesson here is, let's just not watch wrestling on our TVs for a little bit. Let's just go watch...
Yeah, but NXT's still good.
Well, we can watch NXT, but, you know, for our Viking experience. Uh-huh. Wait, they're not there anymore. What are their names now? No, Ivar?
They're still there. They haven't relinquished the belts. The Raiders. Viking Raiders.
The Viking War Raider.
With Eric. And World Universal Title Champion, Eric.
Eric.
It's so bad. They're established from every other place ever that they could have been big in as Hanson and Rowe.
WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Eric.
And wasn't the thing that war is a word that isn't good on YouTube, and that's why they didn't want to call them the War Raiders? Because it ruins the analytics and gets videos banned.
I think for, like, demonetization.
And then they, like, don't focus on their YouTube, like, 2 weeks later. They're like, no, we don't care about the YouTube. And I'm like, can they be the War Raiders again?
Well, one thing I heard is that the, advertisers weren't happy with people in the crowd chanting war.
That's dumb. They're still doing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Advertisers have no place in wrestling. We just need more billionaires to fund it. I don't know. But AEW's on TNT. Turner's back in the wrestling business. That's what I like.
We don't get that channel.
It'll be on some app somewhere. There'll be a way.
Yeah.
There'll be a way. Well, I guess that there it. This has been a very depressing episode. I hope you enjoyed Game of Thrones and Money in the Bank.
If you liked Game of Thrones, good for you.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I'm glad.
good on you.
If you're happy Brock Lesnar's back, I'm not okay with that.
We're not at all. Yeah, you shouldn't want that. And it's so damn insulting. I want all those guys to just quit.
Could you imagine if all of them no-showed?
Oh, it'd be great. Who do you think's the most pissed about that?
Drew.
You think so?
Yeah, did you see his... Have you ever watched, like, Up, Up, Down, Down?
Rarely.
He was on one, and he talked about, if you're not in this to be in it, you don't have a place to be in this. Like, some of the stuff he says is really him.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, if you're not in the business to be in the business, get out.
Yeah.
Like,
he's so good.
I would imagine he's the most pissed off.
Yeah. I think Balor would be pretty pissed off.
Yeah. But like, think about, like, how many of them do you think have enough money where they could just be done?
They don't pay that much, I don't think.
No, I don't think they do. They get paid a good amount.
Right, but they have to pay for everything.
They have to pay for their hotels a lot. They have to pay for their rental cars a lot. Right.
Their travel.
Their food. They're always... I mean, they eat healthy as they can, right. But they're eating on the road. That adds up.
Right.
I mean, how often do you go to, like, a Comic-Con and it's like, well, what am I going to eat? Everything's, like, $10. Like, right. It's the same idea.
Right.
It's everywhere like you go.
A pretzel and hot dogs.
Yeah. Right. They have to, like, drive out of their way to find, like,
yeah,
baked chicken somewhere and a potato, or I don't know what they eat. I'm fat.
You have to go find a baked potato, George Miz.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening. I'm calling it. It's over. Goodbye. Go take a nap.
Fare thee well.
Fare thee well. Well.
Well.
Is that what you wanted? Well?